Today on Gardening in a Minute, sudden oak death. Sudden oak death, or Ramorum blight, is caused by a fungus. It's capable of causing problems from leaf spots to death in many ornamental woody plants. Authorities are keeping an eye on the disease, but don't know enough about the pathogen yet to decide if it's a serious danger in Florida. Symptoms of sudden oak death vary in different species, but include leaf lesions, bleeding cankers, shoot tip and stem blight, and general wilt. Sudden oak death can be spread by the movement of infected plants, infested soil, irrigation water, and wind-blown rain. If you suspect your plants are infected with sudden oak death, contact your local extension office or the State Division of Plant Industry for advice. Do not transport samples. For more information about sudden oak death, visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Florida Yards and Neighborhoods Principle Number 1, Right Plant, Right Place. Putting the right plant in the right place means you take into consideration the needs of the plants, such as maintenance and water, when you buy and plant them. Find where the wet and dry spots are in your landscape and use plants whose water needs match. These plants can help your landscape look great. Turf grass can be a great choice for sunny areas, but most types do not grow well in dense shade. Consider planting shade-tolerant ground covers instead. Plant trees that shade your home to reduce air conditioning costs. Use plants that require little fertilizer and pesticides to preserve water quality. By choosing the right plant for the right place, you'll create a Florida-friendly landscape that everyone can enjoy. For more information on Florida yards and neighborhoods, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, indoor plants. Indoor gardening is a fun hobby that can bring the beautiful outdoors into your home. It's a simple project that's easy and benefits the whole family. Plants that thrive indoors can have widely varying light needs. Some plants need bright light, while other plants can tolerate low light conditions. Your interior foliage will do fine if the temperature is between 65 and 75 degrees. Plants left in temperatures lower than 50 degrees for a long period of time may suffer permanent damage. Keep plants away from hot or cold spots, such as the television and heating or cooling vents. Water plants thoroughly when their potting mixture becomes dry to the touch. Plants may dry out more frequently because of low humidity in your home. Indoor plants provide a breath of fresh air. For more information on indoor plants, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, shallots. The shallot is a delicious onion with a delicate, mild flavor. Shallots are very similar to green onions, but grow in clusters of small bulbs, much like garlic, rather than as individual onions. You can consume both the leaves of shallots and the bulbs. Fall is a great time to plant your shallots. Shallot bulbs are between 3/4 inch and 1.5 inches in diameter and are red, pink, white, gray, or reddish-brown. Plant small shallot bulbs about 6 inches apart, leaving the growing point exposed above the surface of the ground. Harvest in early summer when the leaves turn brown. Save some bulbs for next season's garden. Store your dry shallot bulbs in a cool, dry area. Refrigerate green shallots and eat them within 2 weeks. For more information about shallots, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, firewood selection. In the fall, a smell of lit firewood begins to permeate the air. Whether you have a wood-burning stove, a fireplace, or a fire pit, there are a few things you need to know about selecting and preparing your firewood. Hardwoods make better firewood than softwoods. They produce more heat, burn longer, and generate less smoke and soot. Dry your wood properly. It will ignite better, burn hotter, and produce less creosote and tar than wet wood. Firewood that is cut when green should dry for a full year for best results. Cut firewood to the desired burning length and split it into pieces less than 8 inches across before stacking it to dry. When cutting wood, make sure you use proper safety equipment, and soon you'll be sitting beside the roaring flames. For more information on firewood, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM.